"He's a monster,"
cried the little girl. As she applied the final touches to her latest grim creation, he wasn't, of course. Indeed, the monster in question was almost implausibly placid by nature. The work of Machiavellian creator, a strategist by all accounts, admitted such herself. If only she could turn the mirror back upon herself, then she would see the monster of her own denomination. This was no abomination, straining at the leash, simply a pastiche of every preface dated masterpiece. Calling him a narcissist was rich even for she, for indeed it was he who had been victim of her narcissistic tendency. If only she could see the strain of monster she had created, then maybe she would not have been so keen to name and shame it. Play the part of judge and jury, overruling plea. Execution less than cute to make a good man destitute, and all about collected dues, even when she knew she'd left him nothing left to lose.
"He's a monster,"
cried the monster, furthering the ruse, curdling the version of events she so acerbically construed. Placing tumour in the rumour mill, retreating then to view her keel, one more lunge should break his will, twist his guts and make them spill, scoop them up and take her fill, then play the field and make another monster. Find another little boy to sponsor, woe betide, divide and conquer. Living by an honour code, dishonoured by corroded nodes, if only she could contraflow, then every road would need not lead to nowhere.
"He's a monster,"
cried the little girl.
"A beast within the lair."
He wasn't, of course. The bastard sword was bled of her own doctrinaire. The little boy, no longer scared each time he passed a mirror, climbed inside his monster suit, if only to appease her need to feel aggrieved for all that she perceived him to have put her through. Deep down, she knew that he had loved her truly and sincerely. Such had never one time been stressed any less than clearly. Even now, he wished the very best for she, in quest to finally complete her bestiary. And it would be a dream come true to see her in the fullest bloom, albeit not so keen to see the monster in his rear view, as he felt it best remembering the splendour of commute.